Father Joseph, I have some questions about the Antichrist. God bless you.
God bless you.
Now, we all know that we are living in the end time and we are very close to the rise of the Antichrist. But when will he rise and from where, according to the Bible?
Well, from where is going to rise from Europe? When, there's going to be a financial crash first, which has already begun, the world is already crashing. It's prophesied in Daniel 11:20, talks about somebody raises taxes.
Yes.
And is going to be destroyed without wrath, with not in battle. Okay, that seems to describe pretty good a financial crash worldwide. And then in verse 21, Daniel 11:21, it says, in this place shall rise a vile person, he shall come in peaceably by deceit, and that's the Antichrist.
So, Daniel 11:20, the raiser of taxes is what?
It's the international banking system.
And when the finances will collapse, that will be the moment the Antichrist will rise?
Right. So the international banking system right now is extorting money from the world, lending more money that people can pay back, lending money to government, to nations, more than they can repay. So this way, the system is enslaving them financially. And then it says, in his place, in his estate, verse 21, shall rise a vile person. That's the Antichrist. So first, the financial system to collapse.
Yeah, I understood.
And the Antichrist cannot rise if first the financial system doesn't collapse.
And he will come with all his promises and to help the world,
of
right?
Of course. See, the devil wants to destroy his own creation, the financial system.
Yes.
Because he has already another system, which is the mark of the beast. Nobody can buy, nobody can sell. Revelation 13, you understand?
Which will come together with Antichrist.
Exactly, eventually.
And why did you say that he's going to rise from Europe?
Because the Bible says in Ezekiel 38 and 39, that he comes from Magog. He's Gog of Magog. He talks about the Battle of Armageddon, and he comes. Magog is Russia, so the Antichrist has to do something with
How
Russia.
How do you know Magog is Russia?
But that's in the dictionary. You can go to Bible dictionaries, the best of them will tell you that Magog is the old name of Russia.
And Gog is the Antichrist?
Gog is the Antichrist. We know that by Ezekiel, by the following scripture in the same chapter, Ezekiel 38 and 39, invades Israel. Okay, and he says, because of the sins of my people, invades Israel, and then is destroyed, you know, chapter 39, by Jesus coming from heaven, which is a parallel of Revelation 19, 11 until 21.
So then you think the whole world will follow a Russian?
Well, Russia will join Europe, because that's Magog. See, Magog will invade Israel, and also Gomer, and also Togarma, which is Turkey, also Iran and Libya. So the Antichrist will have a coalition of European coalition, Russian, and all the Muslim, and probably China, etc. We'll see about that. And they'll invade Israel, so that's what the Bible says.
To say that the Antichrist comes from Europe, it's quite a big statement. Can you explain that better with the Bible, please?
Well, in Daniel 7, it says, Daniel 7:7, that the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth. And there is no controversy. Every Bible student, every good Bible scholar knows that the fourth beast in Daniel 7 is Rome. There is no controversy about this.
The city of Rome?
The empire of Rome, 2,000 years ago.
All right.
Okay. So it says that this fourth kingdom, which is Rome, has 10 horns on its head. Okay, and then in Daniel 7, verse 21 until 25, it says that the 10 horns are 10 kings. And then it says, another shall rise after them. It shall be different from the first, and it shall subdue 3 kings and take them over. It's a parallel Revelation 17.
What does that mean?
Read Revelation 17, 12 and 13.
Revelation 17, 12. The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. 13. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast.
You understand? Now go to Daniel 7,
yes.
23 and 24, 25 over there. It's the same prophecy, it's a parallel.
Okay.
All right.
Daniel 7, 23.
He's talking about the 10 horns, which are on the head of the fourth beast, which is the Roman Empire. So at the fall of the Roman Empire, all right?
Yes.
Rome is still here. He's still falling, Rome. So there will be 10 kings, 10 horns that shall rise, okay, give power.
From the old Roman Empire.
Yeah,
from
the geographical position of Rome, which is Europe.
Yeah.
Okay, what will they do? Read Daniel 7:23 and up.
Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom on the earth.
You understand, the fourth beast, Daniel 7:7, is a fourth kingdom on the earth. That's the Roman Empire.
Which shall be different from all other kingdoms.
And different because it destroyed the whole world. It was, you know, crucifying people, including our Savior.
And shall devour the whole earth, trample it and break it in pieces. The ten horns are ten kings who shall arise from this kingdom.
This one is a parallel of Revelation 17.
That's very good.
These are the same horns.
Yes.
Only here tells you from which kingdom.
From the Roman Empire.
Yes.
And another shall rise after them. He shall be different from the first ones and shall subdue three kings.
Okay, so another horn, an 11th horn, more powerful, shall subdue three kings and take them over.
And this is what?
And then this is the Antichrist.
How do you know?
How do I know? Because it takes over. It's a parallel Revelation 17. Okay, and it's a parallel Revelation 13. The Antichrist takes over the world.
Look, actually, if I continue reading, it says that in the following scripture in
25.
It talks about the 11th horn. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and laws. Then the saints shall be given into his hand for a time and times and half a time.
Okay, that's
this explains it.
That's the same three times and a half for Revelation 12. 14, which the woman shall be protected by God and nourished for three times and a half, which is all the Bible language, which is 3 years and a half. Okay, the woman shall, the church shall be protected, shall be fed in a time when the Antichrist will take over the world 3.5 years with the mark of the beast. You cannot buy food without mark of the beast. So God will feed the church. You understand?
Yes, I understand. So just a quick review. When will the Antichrist rise to power? He will rise after the financial collapse, which is in Daniel 11:20. Yeah. And in verse 21, the Antichrist is coming. He will bring the solutions to all the problems of the world and the new system, which will be the mark of the beast.
Exactly.
Based on the
mark of the beast. So he needs the present financial system to be destroyed so he can implement a new one.
Right. And then where is he rising from, according to Daniel 7 and
Ezekiel 38:39?
He's coming from Europe. And more specifically, Russia?
It has to do something with Russia. He's probably, it could be a politician from Russia, or it could be whatever, but it has to do something with Russia.
All right. And it seems like the European countries, which come from the old Roman Empire, will follow him.
Will follow, yeah. We know it comes from Russia because Ezekiel 38, it says he's Gog from Magog. Magog is Russia.
I see.
Okay, and he also takes over Europe. He will destroy three countries. He will make war against...
Why?
Because probably they don't want to follow him.
Ah, okay.
So he makes war and takes over, and then he'll have the 10 countries again to conquer the world. Understand?
Yes.
Even now, if you see the New World Order, okay, there are on the internet, you go around, you see the Club of Rome, you know, in I think it was 1968, the New World Order got together in Rome, and they divided the world in 10 sections. They divide the whole world in 10 regions. Okay.
For what purpose?
Because the prophecy says that the Antichrist will have 10 kings to follow him, and he will bribe them, he will seduce them by giving each one of them a part of the world. So basically, that's why it says in Daniel 11:39 that he will divide the land for gain. In other words, he will divide the land to corrupt
that's
people.
That's interesting.
He will divide the world, the whole planet, in 10 sections.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And he will give a section to each one of the 10 kings, the 10 horns. That's why in Revelation 13:1, if you read it, it says that the beast comes from the sea of seven heads, that's the seven world empire, and it has 10 horns. And on each one of its horns, there is a crown.
Okay.
Understand? And in Revelation 17, it says that they shall rule for a little time, for 1 hour, with the beast. That's the hour in parable is 3 years and a half. So these 10 horns are 10 kings that shall rule the world, which is already divided. The New World Order already divided, the Club of Rome, 1968, in 10 sections. All right, you can just type Club of Rome, 1968. You see the world is divided in 10 sections.
Yes.
Because it's prophetic. Because the Antichrist will rule the world with 10 kings, and he will bribe them by giving each of them a part of the world.
I understand.
But then, of course, he will deceive them again. 2 Thessalonians 2, we sit in the temple of God saying, I'm God.
So he will give them nothing.
It basically, they end up like kissing his feet.
Thank you, Jesus. Many mysteries solved for the brethren who want to clarify their ideas about the Antichrist. God bless you.
God bless God.
Thank you, the Lord. And thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.